Good afternoon, everyone. I hope you all are having a good Sunday. Today is the 4th of June, 2023. I've entitled this video today, Corruption. It's a very apropos subject. We see our FBI corrupted. We see the CIA corrupted. We see the House of Representatives corrupted. We see the Senate corrupted. We see the executive branch of the government corrupted. We see the Supreme Court corrupted. We see the state governments corrupted. You know, it's all corrupt, isn't it? And why is it all corrupt? It's the result of original sin. Now we're going to sing some hymns, and I'm going to have to clear this off because I want to switch the camera over so you can see the other parties involved in this fellowship. First hymn we're going to sing is going to be page 326, taken out of the old school hymnal. I'm going to switch this camera around over there on the other side. Does that look good there?
Yeah.
Today, I heard Steve on his channel, the Square Rerun on YouTube. You might want to check Steve out. And he sang this song. It's entitled, How Tedious and Tasteless the Hours. Written by John Newton. How tedious and tasteless the hours, when Jesus no longer I see. Sweet prospects, sweet birds and sweet flowers have all lost their sweetness to me. The midsummer sun shines again, the fields try in vain to look again. But when I am happy within, December just pleasant as May. His name is the richest perfume, and sweeter than music is voice. His presence just purchases my birth, and makes all within me rejoice. I should worry always this night, and nothing to wish for to fear. No mortal so happy as I, my summer would last all the year. Time to put beholding his face, my altar his pleasure resign. No changes of season or place would make any change in my mind. While blessed with the sense of his love, a palace of toy would appear. Bedrooms were palaces free, if Jesus would dwell with me there. Dear Lord, if indeed I am thine, if thou art my son and my song, say, why do I
my mind will soon find, and while my wings are so high, all the rising star clouds from my sky, thy soul cheering prizes to store. For take me unto the on high, where when all the ocean clouds are no more.
Mark would like to sing the one across the page, 327. It's called Adoration. Lord, let me praise thee in the morning, while the day is new. Let me praise the afternoon time, and the evening too. Let me not forget to praise thee, for since on the cross thee nailed me, thy love has never failed me, and it never will. For keep me with thee through life's journey, else I'll only be. Let me ever feel thy presence, keep me close to thee. Let me not forget tis Jesus, that has never yet forgot us. He says the Lord's love us, and I owe thee. Lord, I must come to thee for comfort, to thee, Lord, alone. All that we may do for others, can't for sin atone. Lord, we know that thou dost tell us that the poor are always with us, and that thy love is jealous. Let us run through.
Okay, the next one is 372.
Shall such a worthless one as I, who sometimes am afraid to die, who sometimes am afraid to die, be found at thy right hand. I love to meet among them now before thy gracious feet to bow. Before thy gracious feet to bow the while I suffer on. But can I bear the piercing thought, what if my name shall be left out? What if my name shall be left out, and thou for them shall call? Prevented by thy grace be thou, dear Lord, my hiding place be thou, dear Lord, my hiding place in this accepted day. Thy hardening voice, oh, let me hear to still my unbelieving fear, to still my unbelieving fear and breath. In faith I pray, let me among thy saints be found, and the archangel's trump shall sound. Where the archangel's trump shall sound, to see thy smiling face. In loud among the crowd I'd sing, all heavens resound in mansions ring. All heavens resound in mansions ring.
Well, we're going to try to sing three of the songs. The first one we're going to try to do is 116A. 16, verses 1 through 9.
I love the Lord because He heard my supplicating plea. While I live, will call on Him who bowed His ear to me. The cords of death on every side encompass me around. The sorrows of the great people, I grieve and trouble found. Then called I on Jehovah's name, and unto Him did say, He laid out my soul, O Lord, I hear the humbly pray. The Lord is gracious and is just, our God will mercy show. The Lord preserves the meek and humble, He saves the wounded at low. O Thou, my soul, do Thou return to Thine unquiet rest. Because the Lord has dealt in this, His bounty has declared. Thou hast released my soul from death, my eyes from tears get free. From falling Thou hast saved my feet, I live and walk with Thee.
All people clap your hands for joy, to God in triumph shout. For awesome is the Lord most high, great King the earth throughout. He brings the peoples under us in mastery and clear. When His humanity's gone, subdues beneath our feet. The land of our inheritance, He chooses out for us. And He to us the glory of Jacob through Elijah. God is ascended with a shout, the Lord is trumpeting. Sing praises unto God's praise, sing praises to our King. For God is King of all the earth, sing praise with skillful lips. God rules the nation, God's His own, His throne of holiness. Assemble men of Abraham's God, the people princes nine. The shields of earth belong to God, He is exalted high. Okay, the next one we're going to sing, last one, is Psalm 72c.
Endure through ages, and in so silly and empty, but blessed all the nations shall him call. Blessed all the nations shall him call. Now blessed be our Lord of love, Jehovah God of Israel, for only he has wondrous his deeds in glory far excel, his deeds in glory far excel. And blessed be his glorious name, long as the ages shall endure, for all the earth is in his hand. Amen, amen, forevermore. Amen, amen, forevermore.
Dear Lord, we pray to be with us in the service today. We pray that you will continue to go with us and look at the Lord Jesus. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Well, like I said earlier, I've named this particular video or message or whatever you want to call it, corruption. Corruption. You can look up the word corrupt, and it's found 31 times in the Bible. You can look up the word corruption, and it's found 21 times in the Bible. Corruption has to do with the result of sin. Luke 6:43 says, "A good tree bringeth forth not forth corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bringeth forth good fruit. Either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt, for the tree is known by his fruit." Talked about corrupt FBI and corrupt Department of Justice and justice system. How can we expect anything other than if we've got people in there that are utterly corrupt? 1 Corinthians 15:33, "Be not deceived, evil communication corrupts good manners." Psalm 38:5, "My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness." Proverbs 25:26, "A righteous man falling down before the wicked is his trouble, as a troubled fountain and a corrupt spring." 1 Timothy 6:5, "Perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds, destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness, for such withdraw thyself." Second Timothy 3:8, "Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do those also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith." Psalm 73:8, "They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression, they speak loftily." Well, that is why we're dealing with so much corruption in our culture and in our society and in our government and in the United States and across the world today. It's because these people are not God's sheep. They are reprobates. You know? Genesis 6:11 says, "The earth also was corrupt before God, and the evil was filled with violence." What's the distinction for God's elect? We see in 2 Corinthians 2:17, For we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God in the sight of God speak we in Christ. All of these governments out here now that are changing the word of God. I heard a minister this morning, a Lutheran minister, and how many verses in the Bible had he changed? I don't know what version he was reading, but he wasn't reading the Bible that I read. The Bible says that 1 Corinthians 15:42, so also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. 1 Corinthians 15:50, now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. People say, well, they're going to straighten things out. No, they're not going to straighten things out, because they're not going by the word of God. They're going by evil political power brokers. But one of these days, for God's elect, Romans 8:21 tells us, the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Now, today, you know, there's all these people out there that are proclaiming liberty, liberty, liberty. And it's a false liberty. 2 Peter 2:19 says, while they promised them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage. I'm glad I don't hold an office in the United States House of Representatives. I'm glad I don't hold an office in the Senate. I'm glad I no longer am the employee of the state government. Because these people are natural brute beasts made to be taken and destroyed. You know, because they are servants of corruption. For God's elect, and Romans 2:1-4, we're told, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Well, we all have our times from past dealing with this evil stuff, but Isaiah 38:17 says, oh, for peace I had a great bitterness, but thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption, for thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. Galatians 6:8. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. You want to know why our government is so corrupt, if you want to know why we see so much animosity between the Republican Party and the Democrat Party, if you want to know why we see so much malice and ill contempt amongst people, it's because they are utterly corrupt. A good tree can't bring forth good corrupt fruit, and a corrupt tree, the only thing he brings forth is rotten fruit. Perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth. That's what they are. I heard a speech this morning from the majority leader of the Senate, and he was just speaking great big lies out of his mouth. they are corrupt. They speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. Psalm 73:8. Well, I'm looking forward to the day when we no longer have this corrupt government that we have to contend with. We'll have be in heaven, where we'll have our Heavenly Father who has a perfect government. You know, Jude 1:10, these speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally as brute beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves. Well, that's kind of what's on my mind this morning, is this all this corruption we see in our society, the corrupt political system, corrupt political candidates, corrupt FBI, corrupt CIA, corrupt NSA, corrupt Democrats, corrupt Republicans, corrupt senators, corrupt representatives, corrupt state governments, city governments, county governments. It's all a result of sin. I'm looking forward to the day when there's a new Jerusalem coming down out of God, out of heaven, and we will no longer have to deal with all of this corruption. Do we have a final selection? Psalm 14c has been requested. Psalm 14c. The fool in his heart is saying, there surely is no God. Corrupt and vile their deeds, or not one of them does good. The Lord looks down from heaven on sons of men abroad, to see which one hath wisdom, if any seeks for God. How far astray have wandered, they all to lawless run. Not one of them is righteous, no, not a single one. Have they of truth no knowledge, these evil workers all, who eat like but my people, and on God do not call? There shall they be in error, for God is with the just. You would confound one struggling, Jehovah is his trust. Salvation out of Zion, who will to Israel bring? The Lord brings back his captives, joy to Jacob, Israel sing. Well, I hope you have a good afternoon, and thankful for the perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might deliver us from the power of evil, and translate us in the kingdom of his dear Son. And for God's people, we have the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ. May the good Lord be with you today, is my prayer. God bless you.